prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 November 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a guest I hadn't had on for a while. Even last night we had Wild Bill on. What a great time. Well, we have another one tonight, just as wild as he is. Only his name is Coach Dave Dobenbauer. Now, I'm going to tell you what. He and I go back several years, more than probably like think about. He's been out in the front lines for a long, long time, trying his best to help people, boots on the ground type of help, and a whole lot more. But I'll get to him just a minute before I do that, though. Don't forget, tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, I'll be in the office all day tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern, take phone calls, answer questions. Anything you might want to talk about, I'll do my best to help, especially, folks, if you're concerned for your soul. You have no peace in your heart and mind. I want to tell you, I can get that. Now, I'm not saying that when Christ comes into your heart, that all the bad things disappear. That's not true. But he gives you the strength, the joy, and the peace to handle it and move on. Now, it may increase your anguish and sorrow for what you see around you because it breaks your heart. But the peace he gives you and the strength he gives you maintains what you have to keep everything going. And I promise you, folks, the peace that salvation brings to your heart, it's far beyond what this world can take away from you. And I'm telling you the truth. So if you want to talk about that tomorrow, you give us a call. If you don't have a long distance, you can call us toll-free at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, you'll save money if you call 304-846-4448. And the special is still on this month, this all month. We're still offering the grab bag and the books on special. And folks, it's a steal. You call them and get all the price you want on them. It's a giveaway price. It literally is. It's enough to pay postage and maybe a couple bucks extra. But it's a giveaway price on things that we have here that we actually have an overstock on. But they're good items, books and materials and a CD or two that you're going to really enjoy. It's called the grab bag and then the 3-book special. You can get all of them, about 12 different items for $55. And that includes shipping. So you call tomorrow. Tell us what you want, and Crystal can give you a list of what we have. You pick out what you want on the 3 books. You want the grab bag, you say, I want the grab bag. We'll get it right out to you. It's only 28 bucks for the grab bag. So it's really a giveaway price because we want you to have it, and I hope you take advantage of it. I truly do. And Lord willing, weather permitting, we're going to have Bible study this weekend again. As always, start 10:30 a.m. Eastern with prayer requests and praise reports. And we want you to join us for that. It's very important that we do bring each other's prayers to one another's tensions, so we can pray together for our Father, for His glory, and for those that need help in so many different ways. 11:30, of course, we go to Christian Worldview News, and at 1 o'clock, we're going to go to Bible study. And that, as you know, the last one we had on casual Christianity, I think it made some good points. People seem to like it. They've been commenting on it. Folks, this we're living in times, perilous times, as prophesied what happens in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Perilous times are here. Evil men, seducers, are waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We ought not be deceived. And deception is something that our enemy is very good at. He truly is. So let's just pray for each other, help each other through this. And you feel free tonight, if you want to call and ask any questions of our guest, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, you're welcome to do so. This man, like I said, is a hero of mine, and he's a warrior that I put a lot of trust in. Now, we probably don't see eye to eye on different things. I understand that, but that's not the point. We're fighting the same enemy. We don't have to have all these same viewpoints in every little item. He's shooting in the same direction I am, trying to tear down this demonic activity that's all around us in every corner. And it's increasing every day. You can't even watch a TV program without some kind of sexual deviant on there. Even news broadcasts are full of them. Good Morning America is one of the worst. But you see this, folks, it's time for you to speak up, stand up, and make a difference. And, Coach, before I get started and get into preaching, are you there, sir?
Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Lies, deception, and fear. It goes back to Wizard of Oz, right? Lies,
yes, it does.
And tigers and bears. That's not what
yes, it
is, Butch. It's lies, deception, and fear. It's all around us, buddy. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my friend. We go back, we're telling the folks, we go back several years, don't we?
We sure do. We sure do. And, you know, I rub your back and you rub my back every time I come on, but you were a trailblazer, Butch. You were 15 years ahead of me, maybe even more than that, and 50 years ahead of most. And, you know, we don't take satisfaction in being able to say, I told you so. I suppose there's satisfaction in that, but it's not satisfying, is it, Butch, to say I
no,
told
it isn't.
You so?
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It isn't.
No, and you've been a watchman on the wall, and, you know, I'm reminded today of where we are in Isaiah 56:10 says that Israel's watchmen are blind. They're all dumb dogs, loving to slumber, lying down, right? That's where we are. Our watchmen are blind. And I just thank God for all the many people you've impacted over your life, Butch, that you've been a faithful watchman to bark when you saw the devil coming, you barked, brother. And we're sure missing that spirit in the American pulpit today.
We truly are, and I'm not, you know, Coach. You've known me quite a while. I'm just a hillbilly preacher. You know that. That's all that I am. Don't want to be anything else, and I don't consider myself any kind of special gifted at all. Except I can take the scriptures and tell you the future and prophesy the future from the Bible because it's all in there. And I've been doing it now for almost 31 years on the radio, telling people this is coming next, this is coming next. And all these years, people laughed and said that'll never happen here. Then what does happen? Oh, you were right on that one. Then, well, this is coming next. Oh, that'll never happen here. I mean, after a while, you want to just puke. I mean, you tell them this is coming next. All that, it'll never happen. Well, this come. Oh, it did happen. Well, this coming next. It's not going to happen. It's happening every day, Coach. We went from a nation, from I started starting radio back in 1993. March 93 is when I started. Trying to warn the people what's coming down under the Clinton administration, others trying to tell us coming with the national health care and all. I was trying. This is coming, folks. It's coming. Get ready. The national ID card, the biometrics is coming. Get ready. Oh no, that's not going to happen. No, 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 Coach. It's and I'm saying this biblically. It's a hell of a lot worse than it was back then, isn't it?
Well, I do a show every morning, Butch, as you know, and I'm saying on my show today, if you were Rumpelstiltskin and you fell asleep back in the 1990s, let's say, and you woke up today, you would swear that we're in the Soviet Union. That's what they told us, Butch, back in those days. Do you remember in Russia
there
was no free speech and the SS would come and get you and all that kind of stuff? Butch, that's modern America today, is it not?
It truly is, and maybe even worse in some areas. But, you know, when I started in 93, like I said, I didn't know which way the Lord was going to lead this broadcast. I started one day a week on a 50,000-watt FM station right next to where I live here. And I saw that. I figured I'd be on 3 or 4 months, and I'd be going off. And I thought, well, then I went from there to going on shortwave. Next thing I know, I'm on stations. And I've tried to quit two or three times, at least twice, maybe 3 times. I thought, well, it's time to retire, time to quit. Every time I do, the Lord opens up other doors to get on more places and reach more people. And I think, well, I'll be here till I die. I'm 75 years old now. I don't see any point in quitting now. I'll go until he says quit. But, Coach, the battle is not let up. The calling for righteous men and women is and the need for that is greater now than ever has been, is it not?
Oh, yeah, but you know, we've undergone – I was telling somebody today I can't remember who it was. It doesn't really matter. I'm 71, Butch. You're a couple years older than me. I'll be 71 here in a couple of weeks. And I remember back in the 1950s when Elvis snuck in, and then I was followed in the 60s by the Beatles, and then Dr. Timothy Leary in the 70s with the LSD. And it's just progressed. And in my lifetime, I guess I was born when this whole darkness started coming, and it looks like I'm right out at the end of it. But I think we work in cycles. You know, we tend to think linearly, right, Butch? 1960,
yes.
1970,
yes.
1980. And I think God moves in cycles. And I think we've been heading in a really, really dark cycle. And I think we're in at the end of a dark cycle. But what does that mean? Is the sun coming up, Butch? Is there a bright day ahead for America? Does anybody really, really know? We know that judgment begins first at the house of God. But I also know this, Butch. I'm somewhat confused, I guess, because the Bible says that in the last days he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and the greatest revival the world's ever seen ahead of us. So I'm kind of stuck between the two, because I think things are getting worse. But at the same time, his promises, there's going to be a great, great awakening and a great revival, and I'm believing the sun's coming up in some areas, but we can't get much darker than we are already.
Well, it's really, the scripture you quoted, I do believe started 2,000 years ago on the day of Pentecost, whenever they started the great revival, and it spread across the world for 1,000 years, including when America was settled in the 1600s. But it's waned since then. I think that time has passed. That's my opinion and interpretation of Scripture. But nonetheless, be that as it may, Coach, I don't care what time it is or where we are in period of time. We were put here as His people to declare His kingdom. We live in His kingdom. We've been born again into His kingdom. He's the one we should obey and follow, not man or man's laws or family's laws. He's the one that we should follow. And we owe Him because we are called to be soldiers and warriors in the kingdom of Christ. And if we're not doing that, then we're failing Him miserably and failing our children even worse.
Well, that's why they call the Great Commission a Great Commission. It's a military charge.
That's
is
right.
Not much. Go ye into all
yes,
the world,
is.
Teach them to observe
yes.
all I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Our Father art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's about the advancement of a kingdom. And somewhere along the line, see, Butch, I haven't been serving the Lord as long as you have. I was raised in a Catholic home, nothing against Catholicism. I found Christ outside the Catholic Church when in my mid-30s. And so I spent a lot of my life with a form of godliness, as the Bible talks about, denying the power thereof. And I haven't, I haven't been a Christian from birth. I mean, I have. I was raised in a good home, good values and all that stuff, but never really understood the spiritual war that's raging around me till I got born again when I was 38 years old. My eyes began to open up and understand what's going on. And most people, most churches today, books that the supernatural's gone out of the church. They don't even talk about the devil anymore. They don't even talk about, even though they say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, they don't tell us what we do, why I wrestle against. And they say, even though our weapons of warfare are not carnal, they don't really tell us what our weapons are. So we find ourselves in the midst of a really, really horrendous battle, Butch, and most of us don't even know how to wield the sword that the Lord's given to us.
That's very true. It's like throwing a kindergartner an AR-15 and said, here you go fight.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I mean, that's what it is.
So that's, you mentioned a couple times that we're an activist ministry, and I'm an old football coach, dude. I was on the sidelines. I wanted in the game. I didn't want to stand up in the peanut gallery and eat popcorn, right? I wanted to play. And so some of the things that I've been through in my life, and of course the way the Lord has molded me throughout my life, it causes me to want to engage the enemy. The Lord told us to go, Butch, and I look. Folks, we can pray all we want to, and I'm not belittling prayer or anybody who values prayer, but God works through people, right? God's a miracle worker. He's able to do miracles, but we know that His standard way of working is through His people. And I think that the situation we find ourselves in is because He told us to go, and we didn't go. He told us to speak, and we didn't speak. He told us to stand up, and we didn't stand up. And we're sitting around wanting God now to all of a sudden come flying in on a white horse and rescue us. And I think we, like you, buddy, I think we got some dues that we owe, and we're going to suffer the consequences of it. But again, I believe that there's still a hope and good days ahead.
Well, that's the good day I see was when Christ said enough's enough and he's coming back. And I know that's coming for sure. But then, you know, there's one thing that you started, and I'm ashamed that I haven't been brought up more to people's attention, that I really every now and then try to support a little bit when I can, is the Christian Revolution, trying to raise funds and put funds back to help people that need it, from the believers out there that I want to send $5, $10, $50, whatever, to you to put back in an account, so when somebody that's in a bind that's in a brother or a sister, we can help them a little bit financially. And how is that coming?
Let me back up a second, because I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union in 1979.
Right.
And so that really was where my awakening came. And early in my battle for truth, justice, and the American way, a dear friend of mine, Mark Harrington, when he was trying to help me get going in ministry, told me something that I've never forgotten, but never, ever forgotten. He said, you're going to find out in this cultural war that the left, the Luciferian left, they give money to causes, and the Christian right gives money to their churches. And I never, ever forgot that. And because so much money is going into the local church, I'm not against the local church, but they're taking the money and they're spending it on smoke machines and carpet and padded pews and all that stuff. And the enemy is taking all their money and they're putting their money into causes, into transgenderism and all this other stuff. And until we understand that we, those of us who are in the kingdom of God, our job is to what? To advance the kingdom. And that means taking some of that money that's coming in and getting it out on the battlefield to where people are actually engaging in the war. And one of the questions that I ask people a lot is, your ministry, you support missionaries overseas? And they all, I see you support any missionaries to America? And they look at me like I got cross eyes. They say, what? I said, yeah, I'm a missionary to America. I'm taking the gospel to the highways and the byways in America. And if we don't begin to focus on the homeland, it's not going to really matter a whole lot about what's going on in the other one. So we started the Christian Revolution, Ohio, Brett and I, with the idea of doing exactly what we're saying, trying to get funds to those who are fighting the good fight right where they are. And I, as a guy who travels and speaks, and you know how it goes, Butch, well, I try to fund my ministry for the most part. Well, not anymore because we've been around a while, but sell T-shirts and hats and everything you think you try to do, try to get funds to,
sure,
to fund the war.
Well, that's why we had toothpaste this month, the grab bag and the books. We're trying to pay the bills.
That's exactly right. See, and so nothing against the local church and tithes and offering, nothing. But we see so much money going to churches, Butch, that never leave the church. You know, and as a result, our enemies are putting all their money into causes. They're impacting libraries. They're in fact impacting Hollywood. They're coming into the schools, and the church is almost non-existent in the American educational system. So when it gets right down to it, Butch, we don't really have anybody to blame but ourselves.
No, we really don't. Now, folks, we're going to give you an address in a minute that you can send donation to the Christian Revolution to help folks that are in need, that are warriors for Christ. And I try to, when I can, help when I can. It's not very much, but I see what I can, when I can, because I believe what Coach is doing, and I trust Coach and Ohio Brett to do what's right with the funds, because I know what they're trying to do. You know, Coach, if we could organize, if we had the true church, now I'm not talking about the ones just go there and sit there, but the true believers could organize as an army, we'd be unstoppable. Unstoppable.
Well, but let me give you a good example here, Butch. How much time do we have for a break? Because I don't want to get in the middle. Get going.
We got about 9 minutes.
Okay, because we're in good shape. So I don't know if you've ever had Dr. Doug Frank on your show or not. He's a guy who did a lot of research into the previous election and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, he's a smart guy, and statistically he's laid all out the cheating that took place in the last election. But I heard him speak about a month ago, and it really, really opened my eyes, Butch. And he said that once again, the Luciferian left has pulled the bait and switch on us, and they got all of us looking towards the machines in the elections. They cheated us in the machines, and there's no doubt that they did. But he said that's not where the real cheating took place, and he can prove it. He said the real cheating takes place in the old voter rolls, Butch. That they find out that in this last election, first time in American history, 68% of people voted without going to the polls. Did you know that, Butch?
Yep, I did know that. Yes, I did.
68%, which opened the door up to a lot more fraudulent voting, right? And so they're finding out when they check the voter rolls, they find out that there are vacant lots where five ballots are being sent to. And so all these mail-in ballots, they're killing us on Election Day, which isn't even Election Day anymore. Here in Ohio, it's Election Month. They got 30 days to vote, right, which just opens the door for more and more cheating. So what we have to do, those of us, we have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, and understand from our perspective, if we're ever going to have fair elections again, we got to go back to Election Day, not election. Which isn't amazing? You got Memorial Day, you got Valentine's Day, you got Christmas Day, you got New Year's Day, and we got Gay Month, and we got Election Month. Now, somebody explain to me how the heck that happened to us. So, again, the devil was, man, he's cunning, right? He's slyer than anything. And they've really tricked us. And, unfortunately, those of us who know the truth have been deceived, Butch. And so we need the truth to come back into our pulpits, the truth to come back into our country, and lies, deception, and fear. That's how they're getting us, Butch.
It's getting to the point now, I hate to say this, but voting is getting to be about useless because we know if they can do what they've done last time. And they did it. I don't care what anybody says. They did it.
This is what Dr. Frank said, and this just made so much sense to me. He said, we have got Christians particularly, he said, stop early voting. Because whether you realize it or not, they tabulated those votes, and they know how many votes they need. He said the best thing that Christians can do is show up Election Day, which, by the way, is how Donald Trump won in the first place. They had no idea that many people were going to turn out for him, and it hit them by surprise, and they weren't able to turn in as many false ballots as they did. The second time around, but think about this now, when they shut the election down for about 6 hours, why did that happen? Because they had to go out and get the already printed fraudulent ballots and get them to the election centers. So they shut down because the ballots were already printed because they knew that they might need them. And so if we don't have that election integrity, who was it? Was Stalin said it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. That's really where we are. And this communism, the spirit of communism that we spoke about earlier, it's crept into the heart and soul of our government.
Oh, it certainly has. Oh, my goodness. I mean, and let's face it, Coach, we've all, and I said all, me and you, all of us, have liked the ideas of socialism because we like their checks, don't we? Social Security, Medicaid,
yes,
Medicare.
Do.
You know what I mean? That's all socialism. We all, folks, we're not throwing stones at anybody. We're all part of this. It started long before Coach and I were born. My mom and dad, went through the Great Depression. With his mom and dad, and when Roosevelt got in office and started promising Social Security and chicken air pot and car in the garage, they loved that idea. Socialism didn't dawn on them. They didn't have an idea of turning communism. But every time you give away the responsibility to take care of yourself, have somebody else do it for you, you lose that right or those rights that you had before. You lose your freedoms because you depend on another man to take care of you. Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be the man that puts his trust in man, who makes flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. Coach, we did that to ourselves through greed, apathy, indifference, and laziness, did we not?
We did, Butch, and here's the good news from my standpoint. There are a lot of things that are going on that are crazy. We think about J6 and the good, God-fearing men and women who are still locked up in jail without a trial. Been over 2 years, almost 3 years. Some of those guys locked up, never been to been to trial yet. If it's one thing it shows us, Butch, it's that all politics are local. Well, we really are in a situation now more and more people are beginning to awaken and see what's going on. And we're in a position where we can really make a difference locally, Butch. If we were to get organized, begin to push back at our school boards and our county commissioners and our city councils, the idea of us marching on Washington, D.C., that's 1964. It's not going to happen anymore, Butch, because that is a seized city for sure. So we have to pull back. You're sitting down there in Nettie, West Virginia. You're not going to impact Washington, D.C., but you can impact the area in which you live. I think that really that's something that's come out of all of this, that if we begin to push back, stand up, speak up more right where we live locally, then I think maybe we can stem the tide a little bit. We all know this, that the whole thing's in the control of the Almighty God, but I really think that if we stand up and honor his name, I think that he's still in a position but where he'll honor our efforts.
Well, I agree that he will honor our efforts for sure. Can we turn his nation around? I don't think so. Truly don't, but that's not the point. I'm going to fight it the day I die regardless.
That's right.
Coach, if only the pulpits in America, I'm not talking about the whore church where they're letting homosexuals in and condoning abortion. I'm not talking about the whore church. I'm talking about the true ones who truly love the Lord and seek to follow him in some way. If they would just get their eyes open to the truth and let the Holy Spirit lead them, we can make a difference in this world. We truly could in this nation.
Are you your brother's keeper?
Yes, I am.
And who would your brother be? Because Jesus, they asked Jesus that, right? Who's your brother?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Well, so meaning this, Butch, is your neighbor's kid who's being taught transgenderism and given hormone blockers on, is that your neighbor? That's your neighbor,
yes,
isn't it, Butch?
Absolutely.
And don't we have an obligation to protect our neighbor, to do what we can, to love our neighbor? And didn't Jesus Christ himself say in Matthew, although I could be wrong, didn't Jesus say, didn't he recommend suicide? Say, it'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the deepest part of the ocean than to let one of these little ones who believe in me to be offended? But that's pretty serious stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it
that's
is.
Pretty
yes,
serious
is.
Stuff. See, that doesn't have anything to do with Washington, D.C. That has to do with Nettie, West Virginia. That has to do with Buckeye Lake, Ohio. Are we going to continue to let them poison the minds of our children? If we do, Butch, we are without excuse.
Well, we're totally without excuse, Coach. There's never been an excuse for not doing right. I mean, I don't care what time it was, and time of year, and what period in history. For those that are believers now, for the heathen, right and wrong, them is relevant. But for a Christian, it's not. And we keep crying about God-given rights. I know we got to go beyond that, Coach. We have to go to God-given duties.
That's,
you know,
right,
we talk about. I say this all the time. Mentioned last night when I had Wild Bill on. You know, the Second Amendment. Well, we got a God-given right to bear arms. No, we have a God-given duty to bear arms.
Amen.
To defend their families and their friends. That's not a right. That's a duty. That's what men do. And, you know, even before I was a Christian, before I even knew who Christ was, as far as understanding salvation, being a man, I did manly things. We don't have men anymore. We have a bunch of panty-waisted wimps even behind the pulpits who call themselves men. They're males, but they don't have the makeup of the man. They don't have a character of man. They don't have the backbone of a man. They're womanish or soft, as we're told in 2 Corinthians chapter, mine's going blank. But anyway, they're womanish. They're effeminate. That doesn't mean queer. That means just they're soft. That's what they are. And they're going to hell, Bible says. Back at the break, folks. Phone calls. You want to talk to us, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. And get a pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you an address now, how you can help coach in the Christian Revolution to support ministries and people that are in a Miami called you to stand for Christ and brothers and sisters who need help. I know they're not millionaires yet, but let's try to give some money into their coffers so they can help other people. So get a pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds. I'm going to give out the address. I'll give it to two or three times. You miss it tonight, you call me tomorrow in the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, and I'll give it to you there, okay? I mean, that's we want to help each other, my friends. This is a team effort. I was talking to Coach during the break. I watch people, and I watch Coach for many years. I know his heart. Do we agree on everything? No, we don't agree on everything, but I know Coach has got my back and I've got his. And that's important, brothers and sisters. If we don't stand together, then, you know, I've been married to my wife, Coach, the 20th this month, 52 years, and we've disagreed on a lot of stuff, but we're still together. She's got my back and I've got hers. That's the way it's got to be the church.
It does. That does, for sure.
I mean, that's just the way it is. Here's the address, folks. Write this down. You write down the Christian Revolution. The Christian Revolution. Get that down, then I'll give you the box number. It's a real easy address. The Christian Revolution, Box 744. The Christian Revolution, Box 744, Hebron, Hebron. Hebron, Ohio. 430-25. 430-25. That's the Christian Revolution, Box 744, Hebron, Hebron, Ohio, 43025. If you can send $1, $10, $100, whatever you can do, help if you can. Now, I know you can't do it every month, maybe, but do what you can when you can, folks. This is a help. This is a brother that's trying to do his best to make a difference, just as we are on call this evening. Help him if you can. Now, Coach, you mentioned during the break something that was very, very sickened in my soul to hear and really didn't want to believe, that a state in our country, your state, would be in favor of murdering babies.
Yeah, and it's coming to a state near you, Butch. And the reason, for those of you who don't know, our last election, red state Ohio, red state. I mean, Butch, this is the heart of it all, right?
Red State Ohio voted
nearly 60% for abortion up to the point of death, of birth, I'm sorry, up to the point of birth. Also, Butch, we passed a resolution here legalizing marijuana. Now, Butch, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. And I'll give you two reasons why that happened, Butch. Number one is the early voting system again. And what they did with the early voting system is you could go to our local one here in Columbus, Ohio, the early voting system, 30 days. The left ran buses, Butch, all day long, every day, for 30 days, where they went into the inner cities and they bused those people to the polls. Now, they have a right to vote. Don't have it is what it is. And on the flip side of that is the average Christian in Ohio. We had a Christian turnout of about 35%. So the average Christian didn't even show up to protect unborn babies. So in Red State, Ohio, we legalized the killing of unborn babies. The constitutional amendment, actually, Butch.
Yes,
we passed
yes.
The constitutional amendment.
And that's hard to change. That's hard to change.
Well, I'll get into that a second here, too, because I think that, you know, brother, there's a point of light and everything that you look at. But the point is, about 35% of Republicans, Christians, showed up, and the turnout on the left was, you know, they had all that George Soros money and everything, and they turned out, and they kicked our butt at the ballot box, because the messaging here in Ohio was so unclear as to what it was. The left does a great job of muddying everything, right? And they made it about women's rights and all that stuff, when really, Butch, the issue was, here in the state of Ohio, they can now, constitutional amendment, they can take a 14, 13, 12-year-old child from school and give them puberty blockers and not even notify the parents. Now, Butch, I know that Red State Ohio wasn't for that. But again, targeting, messaging, all that stuff. We're losing because Jesus told us that the children of darkness were wiser in their day than the children of the light.
Yes.
So we still don't get it. Churches still don't get the spiritual war that we're caught up into. But let me take this another direction, because the old football coach, the other team scored a touchdown.
Coach, let me ask you one question, Coach. Was that on the ballot too, to give children pubic blockers? Was that on the ballot too?
That is written in the law. Now, it doesn't mention puberty blockers, but it says in there that basically any child, any entity, being schools, Planned Parenthood, name whatever you want to, they are able to take a child to get services without notification of their parents. But how can that even be legal? See, but again, lies, deception, and fear. So the average person doesn't really understand. If they think it's just about a woman's right to choose, they don't understand how insidious this whole thing was. But here's the silver lining. Before this happened to us, Butch, back the previous primary, which would have been probably May, we had an issue on the ballot as far as changing the Constitution. From right now, it takes a simple majority, 10 votes to 9 votes, all right? A simple majority gives the gives the people the power to change the Constitution. That was on the ballot last May. And we were fighting like Hades to try to keep that thing from passing. We wanted to raise it up to 60%, right? Well, that didn't pass. So that meant 50% plus one now makes it a constitutional amendment. Well, that's how this thing passed. But Butch, see if we could get our act together. Butch, what if the churches got together and said, oh, we can change this Constitution with 50%? Well, how about we put a constitutional amendment in Ohio that we can put prayer back in our schools? How about we put a constitutional amendment on the ballot that a man and a woman are defined by biology at the moment of birth? But there's all kinds of... How about we get a constitutional amendment in Ohio at the posting of the Ten Commandments? How about we get a constitutional amendment returning prayer back into the schools? So I see a silver lining in this, Butch. If we're smart enough to get organized and do this, we could take this defeat and turn it into the greatest turnaround comeback in the history of politics. But Butch, I don't know if we have the vision and the brains to see what lies before us.
Well, you know what? You're right. That could be a huge blessing. I didn't realize that it's so simple in your state to get a constitutional amendment in. That could be a blessing. If you could organize that, or the church, the people that really love Christ, organize them, you could change it, as you said, in many good directions, and that would at least befuddle the other side for a while. That's a great idea, yeah. Coach. How are you going to organize? How are you going to organize? How are you going to do it?
Well, how are you going to do it? Let your mind run wild on what the things that we could begin to legislate, right? I mean, come on, man. So, again, what the Lord's saying, the devil's kids are smarter than us. Will we see this opportunity and say, oh, cool. Well, Butch, what if we put a constitutional amendment in there, 51%, that said life begins at conception? Why don't we do that? If that's the game that they want to play, then brother, we need to learn to play the game better than them.
Now that would be a huge, huge move in the right direction. If you can get somebody to organize that, and if I can do anything to help, I will, because I would like to see that happen in so many different ways. But that's really a blessing in disguise, because I do believe that you have enough people in your state that are good moral people who would love to see this changed.
Well, but I say this. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, I don't care what you are. There's not one man in the state of Ohio who wants his son to be homecoming queen. Do you understand what I'm saying, Butch?
Yeah.
Right? Nobody wants that. But they confuse us. Lies, deception, and fear. They cloud the issue so we don't understand exactly what it was. Well, those of us who know what's going on, Butch, can you imagine the churches getting behind some of the things that I just mentioned? This would be so easy to get it on the ballot. It would take a certain amount of signatures to do it. But will they pass petitions in their church? Will they let you get signatures in your church? As crazy as things are now, they'll probably go, oh, no, we're not going to mix religion and politics. You understand the battle that we're up against?
Well, I do. I do. I've faced it many times. I certainly understand that battle. The church is so dumbed down, they don't realize that the whole Bible is a political book. And if you're born again, you're in the kingdom of God and opposed to the kingdom of Satan. So it is politics. It has everything to do with being in the right kingdom and standing for the truth. But no, the church today in America as a whole, Coach, and I'm saying this politely, are dumber than rocks.
They are, Butch. What if we have got a constitutional amendment that the Ten Commandments will be posted in every school in Ohio? What if we got a constitutional amendment? There will be prayer to open every day of school. What if we got a constitution? This is what they just did to us. The other side just did that, right? And what if we got a constitutional amendment, as I said earlier, to defining what a man and a woman is, and it's by their biological sex determined at birth? Boy, that would put the homosexual movement on a backslide, wouldn't it, Butch?
On the skids, for sure.
They put it on the skids for sure. So we have to become more creative in this time in which we live. And
I agree.
I still believe, Butch, there's far more of us than there are of them.
If we just get in the rally. Let's take a call from Wisconsin.
Right.
Let's talk to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Dave Dobenmeyer and Butch Paul. I've known you two brothers for over 21 years.
Wow.
Dave, you live in in Columbus, Ohio, right? No, wait.
Yes, sir.
You did someone in 1997. You were almost arrested, right? Because you were preaching in a high school in Columbus, Ohio, right?
Yeah, I was sued by the American Civil Liberties Union. Yes, sir, I was.
Oh, yeah. Is it still called Past Assault Ministry or not?
Yes, sir. Past Assault Ministries. Yes, sir.
Well, yeah. And you know what the Lord said? There's a good salt and bad salt, listeners. Because a little salt, a little leaven can leaven the entire loaf, which means the remnant in America, which I am convinced is less than 2%. And you know, we're all looking at the elections. It's all been a fraud. We can agree this is becoming a C election instead of an election. Because when you have computerized voting, and me and Butch and you, Dave, we know Chuck Baldwin, who ran for, I believe, president or vice president, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You remember him?
I sure do.
Yes.
Remember him, Dave?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have the same name as King David in the Bible. Yeah, and you know what?
But the first thing we have to do...
What happened in 1954, Dave, or Butch?
Oh, yeah, 501c3, yes. 501c3.
By who?
Johnson.
Yeah, LBJ. He was one of the most wicked presidents of all. And you add on the Bushes and the Kennedys and the Roosevelts. Sorry, folks. Yes, we are to judge everything, including people. So, amen. Dave, how long have you been at this ministry? At least, about 40 years?
I started it in 2021. So, if we do math, that's about 22 years. Past assault, and really, I was launched in the ministry because of what happened with the ACLU. I thought if I could just get out and warn the pastors and tell them what's going on, things would be different. But I was really disappointed to find out that the pastors really weren't interested in fighting. And so that was one of the greatest disappointments of my life.
Amen.
Anything else you want to say, Dino? More comments, you know.
Okay.
Martin Luther exposed the Catholic Church when he put the treatise about 400 years ago.
Yep,
he lived to be 64 years old because he was being persecuted by the Catholics. And Paul the Apostle lived to be about the same age, 63 or 64, because he was beheaded by Rome, which was the preliminary to the Roman Catholic Church in Rome, Greece, by Nero.
It's truly amazing.
And one more comment. The last president, you know, his name is Don. Well, he's had three wives, folks. Yeah.
He also has
no problem in men. That can be proven. It's amazing, friend. Dave and Butch, you know what? There is a remnant out there, right, everybody?
Yes, there is.
And God will protect the remnant. Yeah, it truly is amazing what this country has sunk to since Y2K. And that was another overblowing bunch of fear-mongering baloney.
Yep.
Well, folks, I'll let everybody else call in.
All right, thanks, Dino. Appreciate it. Thank you. Go ahead, Coach.
Lies, deception, and fear.
Oh, yes.
I'll say this about Donald Trump. I've said this from the get-go. You don't always have to be a man of God to be God's man. And I think Donald Trump has played a role in wherever we are and where we go from here. Nobody knows. But I think that God used him specifically to block Hillary Clinton from being in that office. It bought us some more time, and who knows where we go from here. But you don't have to be a man of God in order to be used by God.
Well, that can be true. I don't like Trump. I don't like any of them, to tell you the truth. That's my problem. But let's go to Charlotte in Indiana. Let's talk to Charlotte. Charlotte, welcome. Come on in.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Are you a first-time caller, Charlotte?
No, I've called called once before, but I think I didn't get to take my call.
Oh, well, come on in. Make yourself at home. What's on your mind?
But, yeah, my friend is Kathy Crouch. I mean, she used to call in.
Oh, I know this. Kathy. What a sweetheart. What a sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my thing is I'm 87 years old, and I've always voted. And there's been a few years I voted absentee because I couldn't get out, and I'm so thankful
right.
for that. I went and voted this last Tuesday, and I went down there with a walker, and I went in there, and I signed the thing, and I handed him my driver's license, and I was putting my, I wrote my name on their paper thing, and they put a number, and then all of a sudden they said, oh, you can't vote. And I said, why? They said, well, you can't vote twice. You've already voted. And I said, where? And they said, over at this library. I haven't even been to that library in like 3 years. And it was hard for me to believe. Anyway, they wouldn't let me vote on the regular machines. They took me to a special machine and I had to fill out a whole bunch of papers. And then I got to vote. I split my ticket. But anyway, they told me on the 17th, which is this coming Friday, to go down to where the vote office is at the Civic Center. But I got to reading on the papers. I could go that afternoon. Anyway, when they put my ballot thing in this envelope, and she walked away and talked to somebody else, and she finally come back, and I said, where's this ballot going? And she said, down to the main office, and they'll review it on Friday. And I said, well, aren't you going to even seal it up? Somebody could take it out. But anyway, it's like somebody else just used my driver's license, you know.
Well, see, it's important for us to understand that's exactly what Dr. Frank said. So people who maybe haven't voted in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, they take those ballots and they mail those ballots out, and then it's called ballot harvesting. And so they didn't expect you to vote again, so they took the ballot and somebody voted for you and mailed the thing in without any verification. This is going on all across the nation.
Wow.
Well, anyway, I went the next day down there to the Civic Center, and I talked to them, and they act like it was nothing. Oh, well, something just kind of different or what. I said, somebody has taken my ID, or what's going on? Because they said what day and everything that I went, you know. And I said, wasn't me. So anyway, I said, well, I want some kind of proof that nobody's used my ID or whatever, you know. And so I got to go back down there. My friend, my neighbor, she said, well, I wouldn't go Friday until I called first to make sure, because if they haven't got their meeting done, you're still not. Because he acted like, well, you're not going to need any confirmation on a piece of paper that nobody used that. And I don't want to just sit here and not do something.
Amen.
Well, Butch, listen, there's no verification on mail-in ballots.
There's not.
Mail-in anything.
You see, somebody's using your name, sis. Somebody's using your name to vote.
That's right.
But they also said on there, I'm the only one in Evansville that's on the voting registration thing with the name I have. There used to be a lady here in Evansville that was like maybe 10 years younger than me. Our middle initial were different. But otherwise, I'm the only one in Evansville with this name. And
wow.
It's like, oh, my.
What did they confirm your vote? Did you get it confirmed that no, it's all right?
What I said. I went down there the next day, and they said, "Well, we don't know anything yet until that's this coming day after tomorrow." Well, I mean Friday, this coming Friday, they'll have a meeting down there at the Civic Center and the voting office thing.
My goodness!
It's going on all across America, Butch. All across. That's what Dr. Frank says. He has the evidence to it. People who have died, they're casting ballots. People have moved. So they did the bait and switch. They told us it was about the machines. And the machines do play a role in it, but it's not that. It's bad balance. Bad voter rolls. That's what's killing us.
Wow. Well, Charlotte, let us know what happens. Will you please let us know?
I sure will. I mean, I don't know how to use these newfangled computers and all this stuff, you know.
God bless your heart.
I want a piece of paper saying that I did not do that, and has somebody used this, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let me know what comes of that. Bless your heart, Charlotte. You stick to your guns, okay?
I'm going to work at it, Lord willing. All right, thank you.
You give me a call. Let me know what happened. You can call me in the office if you want to, whatever. Let me know, please, Charlotte. God bless you, sis. I appreciate you. Thank you. What a sweetheart. You know, folks, and by the way, Coach, I want to get that gentleman you mentioned on this broadcast. I don't know who it is, but please send me his information if you don't mind, okay?
I mean, her call is exactly proof of exactly what's going on, Butch.
Well, you send me that gentleman's name. I want to have him on the broadcast share this. Let's go to Mexico and talk to Mick. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's for the fans. You know, why they're doing it, that's why they want to use to get everybody take the Mark the Beast for.
Sure.
That's more of a con job. 101.
This whole thing's been a fraud for many years, and now that's coming out exactly what they're doing.
That's right.
This lady from Indiana had already voted and didn't even know it. Ha ha. But anyway, unbelievable.
Now, here's everybody one. They had my father voting here a couple years back. Now, I didn't know it until I got this notice of paper from the mail and said, they will call my dad here for jury election. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They had to go and tell them SOBs, and I give me SOBs. And I thought they were. Oh, he's been dead since May the 2nd of 1982.
Wow. Wow. That, you know, nothing anymore is proud of me, Mick. Nothing is proud of me. But thanks for calling and sharing that. Folks, that's more proof of what's happening. The election was stolen. I am not a Trump fan, but it was stolen, and he was right on that. And I'm not. And the people went up to J6. We tried to tell them before they went up this was a trap, and it was. Many good men are still in prison over that. Matter of fact, Coach, I'm getting ready to interview somebody that's in prison is going to be calling in the program soon, sharing the story of what happened to him on J6. And my goodness, we're down to the last 2 minutes, Coach. What do you want to say in closing? And I want to tell you this, brother. I'm proud to call you my friend, my brother. I want you to know that.
Well, thanks, Butch. Likewise. And I tell people, I'm just doing my job. Butch, one of the things I think is so important, and I try to talk regularly on my own show about it, is there's such focus on the end times, and I understand why, and I don't have any problem with that. But, Butch, we've got to take our eyes off the end times. We've got to look at the present times. I'm here right now. You're here right now, Butch. I'm not here 10 years from now. I may not be here 20 years from now. I need to make my stand right here, right now.
Amen. Right now.
Today.
Right now.
Today.
God bless you.
Today.
Amen. Coach, I love you, brother. I got to jump. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me on, Butch.
Bye-bye, folks. Bye-bye. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow in the office, and we'll see you Saturday in church. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.